Okay. We were just clearing up the thing for Dave, and it's a question that will come up. When we're using these external bodies of light that we make out of the ethers, as it's called, and somebody's using a box because it's easier for them to visualize, somebody else is using a ball because that's easier for them. When you merge them and fall into hell, doesn't make 1 ounce of difference. It's light, it's deep, that's all that matters. That will come up, and it will be a disturbance for some people. But don't look at what will happen. No problem. Thank you, sir. Now that I've shot my blood sugar, it feels like it shot me.
Well, you consider yourself lucky because Papa got that prize he was snuffing.
He did.
Yep. He just got it.
If she misses it the first time, the fly better take warning.
Well, there's another one that didn't learn anything from the first one's mistake. It's telling she's got her ears up and her ears has on full alert.
Hit him. Guess who?
Tell me, Jim. What? I'm glad you changed the name because I never would have liked the name Paul for it.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
You said, guess who? And I said, well, I'll tell you, guess, I'm glad you changed that name because I never would have liked the name Throckmorton.
Oh, I was a pissy day. My cable went out again yesterday. So I called them, and you know what they tell me? I can't fix it. So I complained to the management. They said, oh, well, when they say I can't fix it, they really mean they need to send a technician. I said, well, that's not customer service. That's not being professional. Wouldn't that piss you off if you bought your car?
Then he should have said it. We got to send a tech out.
Yeah. Well, when I said to him, I said, you know, if you bought your car to me to fix, and I said I can't fix it, wouldn't that piss you off?
And if you were the secretary and didn't even pass it to the mechanic.
Yeah, really. And he started, you know, telling him, in other words, defending all the stupid people. I'm so sick of this cable. I really am.
Yep. I called him this morning and got through. And I said, I want to congratulate you. He said, congratulations? I said, yeah, the goddamn thing is working.
Well, that was my kind of you to call and let him know.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was generous of me.
That was.
Bobby, you changed it up. You're being sweet.
There had to be a devious reason.
Yes, yes. But I'm telling you, it's totally ridiculous. So I said, you know, so they said, well, we can offer you pay-per-view. I said, I don't even use pay-per-view. I want credit. And they can't even come out here till Saturday. I said, well, I want credit.
Well, mine was just screwed up, but they just put credit on mine when they were having that problem with the boys.
Yeah,
what had happened, Cat View, of course.
Yeah.
As big as that monument is, we ought to be able to see it from anywhere on the planet. They started to, quote, standardize their feed signals. And they put them in here and in Colorado or whatever. And don't you know, according to them, that only in Albuquerque was there any problem.
What?
And that's when, you remember when our boxes were recycling, rebooting themselves?
Yes.
Well, I stayed in their ass with it and took credit to the bill. But the fact is, they were lying through their goddamn teeth. They were testing in Albuquerque to what kind of problems they would have.
Oh, shit.
If they knew what in the hell they were doing, they would have tested that in the lab and got rid of the problems. What would it have taken in a lab to take one of their own boxes or three or four of them, if they're vary a little bit, and slap a signal on them and watch them?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's how you do that kind of R&D. So when you go out and stick it in 2 million units, it works.
Yes. Well, I decided these people are just IQs of 30. That's it. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to work. They have no idea what they're doing. And God damn it, they talk to somebody with intelligence, and they just start lying through their teeth.
Yep. Typical tattoo.
Typical, yes. Tonight's blast was interesting. Now, Katie, are you reading this one tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Who? Me. Oh, okay.
Bad and true.
What?
Bert?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, hello. We're all still here.
To answer your question, I have not received any orders yet.
Oh, okay, because I like your energy. I like your energy.
Well,
there are some glitches. We'll have to go through and fix the glitches.
I think Bobby's going to explain it first. He got some explaining to do.
Explaining?
Explaining.
Explain it, Todd, from now.
There you go. There you go. You're regressing again, Bobby. Remember?
I know. God damn it, you can't just pass like you used to.
No.
You pronounce that in Spanish so I can understand?
When do you speak Spanish?
I don't. I read your email today. Yeah, that's mail. Email?
Yes.
The man fell in the wood.
I know, I get a little crazy like that, but I think we need some laughs sometimes. And
well, it makes sense, though.
You know?
Yeah,
well, this is true.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Bobby, did you take a look at the Albuquerque Journal this morning? I got to skim through the better part of it. Which part is on the front page story about the woman that Heinrich was using in his attack ads against Brazil?
Oh, yeah, what a beautiful pop.
Oh,
and then it hurt social securities, and John Barala was going to get away with him, and he's up there now.
We'll find it out. Somebody find it out. Her husband owns a couple of automobiles, like that 1935 Packer, mint condition. And you know what that car is worth?
Oh, yeah.
But let's not forget the indoor swimming pool they have, too.
Right, you know.
Oh, what?
$1,555 a month, $3,800 for $2,000. Don't touch my social security.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And turned out they got an indoor swimming pool and a...
Four, girl, Aggie, and Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah, don't you know what Bubba is?
Yeah, it means brother.
Well, no, not in blue collar TV, it don't. Not in redneck jokes, it don't.
Not here in Texas, it don't.
See, Bubba's the way you know if you're from this particular town is if your name ain't Bubba and your mother's not a Bubba hat and you got 40 birthdays and all your teeth, you ain't from here.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you understand Bubba Land yet?
No, but I guess that's as close to redneck as you can get, huh?
It makes the redneck look like a country club member.
Who yeah. Roslyn. Oh, hi, Rosie. Becca. Hello. How you doing, girl? Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Just talked to Jesse a while ago. She'll be in or try to be. So I suppose she'll be in a minute or two and probably ought to wait for her and Coco.
Hey, I got a question. A couple of 3 nights ago, there was a real loud blowing into the mouthpiece kind of person online. I got in real late just in time to hear that. Did y'all ever find out what the heck that was?
I didn't bother to look, but somebody might have.
Okay. Because I noticed in the email today there was a certain amount of warning of whatever to any one world government monitors, intruders, etc. All the little buttons are chopped.
You know, my email, my mute button's been acting up. I couldn't hear it in my ear, but you guys could hear it. I blew in the mouthpiece.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hear it, though, in my ear. Apparently all you did.
Well, you got hot to help your lungs, we'll tell you that.
No, I just cut my hand around it and just blow a little.
Well, you're backwards then.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Don't do that around the Bubba heads here. That's how he likes the refill. Do you understand her hair or you don't? Okay, I'll shut up. Y'all have fun.
Who's playing tonight, Dave? Monday night football. I mean, Thursday night football.
Cleveland, Texas is playing Huffman and Tarkenton is playing Shepherd. So the 7th and 8th grade teams play at one school and at the other school the junior varsity and freshman will play. And then Friday night the varsity teams will fight it out.
Yeah.
And Shepherd is the Pirates, which is where my wife teaches kindergarten, which is the easiest kindergarten in the world because Pirates have two letters in the alphabet, that being R and I. It's also easy to pick up pirate girls. All you say to a pirate wins, you say, oh, ho.
She ain't looking if you ain't got a bottle of rum.
Yeah, exactly. If you ain't sure, I can't give.
Yeah, right.
Which has come a long way from the 60s. We used to call a girl a pirate's dream if she had a stumping chest.
I'm tall. Nobody ever accused me of that.
So who is the target at hand tonight? I've read the email, but I've slept since then, so how are we up for business tonight?
Well, we got the team last split up, but we're going to go through it. We're not just going to blast it. That thing's a little different. It's a hell of a lot touchier. So we need our people in so we can get them trained on how to use this thing. Then we'll take some suggestions out of the audience once I get my notes and stuff in. Blast it. It's not that long, but Kitty and I think it'll run probably, what, Kitty, 7-8 minutes?
Ten to 12 at the very most, with pausing in between.
Hello. Coco's in.
Hi, Hank. Hey,
Coco. I've got a standing request for ask gas realty lawyers, any of those kind of things.
You're going to have to wait for after the election for any of that. It'll be all about the election until November 3rd.
I had a vote today. I voted against everybody I could, and it took me only one checkbox to do it. You mean Texas has another of the above?
Well, yeah, but we also have a straight party using this too. And since in this particular county, everybody is from the other party, it was real easy to vote against all of them.
Oh, I see. Just vote a straight ticket.
Then you could just uncheck it for one or two, like Perry and, you know, a few scoundrels like that.
Yeah. Lawrence is working early voting. And here this time we got some judges' retention, amendment changes, a couple of bond issues, and the typical tax due fall to roll. And she came out and wanted to vote. Went through the paperwork, no problem. And she had Lois to help her. Which, election official, you can do that. You know, as a matter of fact, when you're voting, you can't have anybody help you who wants. And, the woman, when she sat down, she said, I want to vote a straight Republican ticket. So Lois showed her the little box up on the top. She filled in that one dot on that ballot and stuck it in the machine. She voted another goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Voted straight Republican, which was against everybody else.
Yeah.
And just let the rest of it go straight to hell.
Yeah. Hey, did you get that email this week from my cousin Dale of the 9-foot Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake he killed in Georgia?
No.
That is a picture that will blow your people. I'll forward it to you.
I saw one some time back.
This is last week.
I didn't get one last week.
He's 6'2". He's wearing snake boots. This thing has a viper head on it the size of my fist. It's got, he's holding it at eye level, and it drapes over another 2.5 feet from him, and the rattles are the diameter of my wrist. Eastern Diamondback out of Georgia.
Oh, nice.
And the bad news is, what if this is a grandbaby? Anybody want to go back 2 generations and see what the other 4 looks like?
And yeah,
we're talking a bunch of snakes.
How long you figure it is?
I'm guessing 9-foot range.
No, I meant how old?
How old?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never gotten into genealogy of Eastern Diamondbacks. You're welcome to cover for me. But I have no idea what the length of the road for a year or nothing. It ain't like a tree's range. You can count.
Well, how many rattles on the... How many sticks?
But they are about the size of 3 silver dollars in diameter. They are large bunnies.
Sticks, you said?
I can only see the first stick. The rest of them are on the ground somewhere.
Well, so, the next is the skin. Oh, probably twice a year. So you can... well, I don't know about in Georgia. They may eat better there. But out in West Texas, it's usually about twice a year, isn't it?
I thought they said the spring, the skin each spring, but I don't know.
I think they have one less skin than the skin.
They can shed it any time their eyes get scratched up, which doesn't happen in Appalachia as much. So I killed one out near Morgantown, West Virginia, when I was a kid. I shot its head off, but I didn't blow its head all to pieces. I shot it through the neck. Blowed its head off. And, of course, it killed it. And when they stretched it out, it was a 5'11". Which they were always arguing about how much I'd fall out of it, you know, which would make it at least an inch 6 footer. But 5'11" for a diamondback in West Virginia, let me tell you, is hell of a snake.
Yeah.
Well, this is a
1.5, if not almost 2.5.
Right. And it had 7 sets of rattles on it. Of course, they photographed it and all that kind of shit. I wouldn't have killed it except I was in a position it was ready to take me down, too. And they say you can't beat them. Well, if you have to think about it, you can't beat it to the draw.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just do it, you can.
Well, that lady says can strike half the length of their body, or is that a cobra?
As a matter of fact, it can strike 3/4 of its length, but it can strike half its length away flat.
straight out without swallowing.
Right. If he's coiled or crawling where he's got any kind of coils at all, he can do a real package on you, probably to 80% of his length.
Yeah.
But if you take one that's coiled, he can jump. He doesn't just strike his length. He can actually reach out and touch
you. Well, I'll send it to you and Shalone, and I don't want everybody else's email for security purposes. Y'all can do it for me. And I've wasted 10 minutes of your time. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Well, we're kind of waiting on Jesse.
Oh. Yeah, we have stuff like that. When we're losing honeybees, that's part of what's happening there.
Well, this is over in my backyard. You ain't losing the honeybees. I've got about 500 of them right behind my propane tank in some real nice flowery bushes where I keep my spare wood pile.
Well, the world has lost half its honeybees.
Well, they followed that doggone rainbow around my house and they came here. That's what happened.
No, yeah, right.
Gerald got a picture of the rainbow. We didn't want to, you know. It was a double rainbow framing my house.
Yeah, just the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got 12 after. Let's move it. Have all of you read the circle blocks that I labeled for Monday? It should be Thursday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's read it. Okay, now, this is done a little different, but the top part we already know pretty much out. You'll notice that I cut the righteous powers and holy authorities paragraph considerably. Because once you make this spirit manifestation, the belly ball, you're not only going to make it, you're going to cut it loose from you and rename it as you go. And do it on my authority, which will work better than anything else, since we're also going to use it against metal. And you'll notice, too, in the first part of that paragraph, after my orders, that I command you, Akasha, make room for all I shall command. That's clean the hell away up there by itself, as it needs to be. Then you've just renamed it manifestation of myself, and that's what it is. And you're renaming it across the board. You are now a manifestation of truth, testimony, righteousness, judgment, justice, and vengeance. Then you call the archangels, elements, winds, and angels, and you shall deny me not. Now, there's a reason for that whole thing being put together at that point. This is what you have made, and this is what you are demanding. Any questions?
Over my head, I'm following along.
Okay. Well, you're just making a spirit manifestation, as we call them.
A belly ball.
You're making a belly ball, standing it out from yourself, and then you're going to cut it loose. It's going to stay there. It's still under your command, but you're not connected to it anymore.
No, I lost it before.
Why didn't you cut it loose?
On the manifestation paragraph. Manifestation of everything on the landscape. That's what I want.
Oh, well, because it is a manifestation, you made something. What is it? It's got to be something that works in the metaphysical energies, and it's called a manifestation.
Okay.
But what kind? Well, you want it to be a manifestation of truth, testimony, righteousness, judgment, justice, and vengeance. For this is what we're going to use it for. And you would do that regardless of what you were going to use it for. You would have to spell it out that way.
All right, well, if I screw it up, that will be, so I'm out of the picture, but it's okay, I'll follow along.
All right.
How do you cut the belly ball loose?
By just cutting it loose, just like we used to make them when we would be doing a circle blast. Whenever you just break it loose from yourself, we do a whole breakdown later.
Okay.
You just start it loose.
Right.
When you make the first one, it's attached to something that looks like your silver cord, and it's the same place out of your navel. So
when you get it out, you just take that plug back and cut it loose, and then set the thing out from you a little bit. You don't want it halfway across town, but you do want a few feet between you and it. Okay. Then you'll notice that we summon Archangel Raphael, the east wind, servant wind, and you start here, I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you to cause all your powers of air, because that's what he's in charge of, to make life, which is what the first quarter of air does, and motion for all that I shall command. You're still setting the commands up for these people. And we go through that with each one of them. Now, it's been suggested that Team 1, and with, you might not have the number, but I do on mine, I fixed it. I have a 1 for Team 1 on Archangel Raphael. Now, if Team 1 is working on Object 1, whatever that may turn out to be, you can expand that within your team. Just get with your team and say, okay, what else do we want Raphael and the East Wind, the Servant Wind, to do? What else goes here besides motion for all that I command? And you can add two or three elements to that thing right after command. It is inside this ball at the moment. Then, of course, you would go ahead and read the other three just as they are, because you're working with air on, we'll say, on Team 1. You can expand air without any problem. Then Team 2 would read air as it's written here and expand 2. I guess the fire. And so forth down through all four of them. Then you'll note that we get down to three others, to Rendell, Raguel, and Zerachiel, and you need those just as they are here. Any questions? Okay, then of course you call up Ben-Nez and the gates. You'll notice that that's edited and very tight. And you put all of them in this. Everything goes into this ball. And then, of course, in Ben-Nez's case, you command him to open all the gates of all the winds at this manifestation of myself is fully empowered, that even the gates of hell cannot stand against it. Question? Yeah.
We don't get a call to the rest of the names of all those gates, just Ben-Nez only?
Not if you do it the way I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And do it tight, do it clean.
Next question.
Yeah.
So, we've all got our spirit manifestation just out from ourselves a few feet, so they're not merged. We're not making one big belly ball in the middle of all of it.
No, everybody is making their own at this stage in the game.
Well, what about the link-up hands? Didn't you say link-up at the beginning?
No. This is for a team thing.
I'm confused.
All right, we're going to split up into several teams. Team 1 may not have a clue when Team 2 is operating, so how the hell are you going to miss the ball unless you're sitting on them, which means they're not doing a goddamn thing. Now, if when we get through with this, we may go through it and link up hands with everybody and run it just as it is, because it's a good energy start. Malone, I think you had a question.
When you answered it, I asked the question about individual belly balls versus one big one.
Well, a team, of course, individually would make their own and invoke it the same way, then turn them all loose as we get down to the bottom. There's no one place you have to put this thing. You can put it anywhere. But only,
okay, well, the way that it's written, it makes better sense to run it like it is than to have Team 1 just working with Raphael, because if it's not everybody working on the same belly ball, then the other elements are lacking.
Right.
Out of the belly ball. So it makes better sense the way that it is if everybody does all of it. You're going to keep the belly balls individual.
Right. Because when you turn them loose, they're going to do their job regardless of where the hell you got them. That's the reason you have put these entities in this manifestation. And the reason you're not connected to it. If you look at it, it says, I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. Now you're inside. And I command you, and this is whatever duty you've given, like in Zerachiel's bit, to protect and defend all true and righteous and curious, because he's also a defender of the proven knowers. Well, he's not going to have any of those after me. Or anything but proven knowers, or the anointed, or he's protector of the anointed. But if he has the true and righteous Assyrians, disciples of the anointed, he will protect them, and that's what you want him to do here. While he's doing this, he's protecting you, so he's not doing it to you too. And to here and now report all these actions directly to the great seraphim of the Holy Presence. So we can't order him into the Most High's presence. Only the Most High himself can do that. But we can order him to report to the seraphim of the presence, who will handle it from there, for those that have read the audience of an apple. September 24th. All of this stuff happens in front of him. We're making sure. We're not only telling him to do it, this is absolute blanket permission for him to do it. And then Ben Dennis that controls the gates. Now he's a hell of a gate controller. But we're taking them, the gates, open the gates to all the winds that this manifestation of myself is fully empowered that even the gates of hell cannot stand against it. So that's not only his orders, that's also his permissions, if you follow me. And the same thing down through all of it, really. Any questions? Okay, now we'll get back to what Team can do here in a few minutes.
I have a question,
okay.
General. Northwind Yuduka, that's a new one, because in the first one you sent us, it was Druiel, Albine.
That's what left all down, cut and paste.
Okay.
That's not uncommon for me. I'm real good at wandering that way. But that was just one of the north wind gates and what have you.
Ben Red is the boss of all the guards.
Yeah.
Gates. He's like boss over Thruel, Duriel, Albin, and Cornuta.
Right. And that's... You'll see it sometimes in some of the older mystical writings spelled Q-Y-O-D-U-K-A, but it's Kill, like Kyoto in Japanese, correct pronunciation.
Say it again, please.
Kozuka, yeah, Kozuka. You can put an F on the song and like it's a Q or a Y, either one.
Kozuka, okay.
Okay, now. We get down to the manifestation of myself. I now charge you, here and now, to make manifest in earth. Now you're telling this ball and everything in it what you want it to do. First, all blessings of the Most High be upon all true and righteous Assyrians. Gotta make that manifest in earth. Then the first sentence there, and it's very short for a reason, because each team will want to write and expand their own. Each and every citizen of the United States now in open fury against all levels of government. Team 1 could take that sentence and then expand it without getting into a shopping list and leave the next three or four in or out. Wouldn't matter. They could just follow them up.
or leave them completely out and go down to manifestation, go where I sent you. The same thing with the second. Each and every citizen of the United States shall now violently resist any and all sort of fraud. Well, there's a lot of energy out there where people are already looking for it after this fiasco of the Black Panthers intimidating all those people and then Holder throwing it out for no reason. Now it's got a violent, there'll be a violent resistance to it, so the police can't handle it. We can. And put it on the front page by killing somebody, that's the truth. They have shootings and killings in other world's elections. They'll start getting them here in ours. It's long overdue in some cases. Of course, getting that kind of thing started is a bitch to get stopped. So I hope somebody starts putting some teeth in it. But we are absolute about it. If the government can't handle it, we will. Don't believe that. And then the next one, each and every citizen of the United States now in open revolt against all incumbents, Democrats and socialists. After November 3rd, we're going to have Republicans into that. Because I know a bunch of them are lying through their goddamn teeth. And they're lying through their teeth right now. But they're the lesser evil between the known liar and the goddamn unrestrained communists headed for a one-world government. That's our choice. Talk about lesser of two evils. I never thought I'd see evil get this goddamn bad, but we're neck deep in it. And then four would be for, say, Team 4. And each one of these can be expanded on by the team. They don't have to be this short and sweet. And yet, this is short and sweet. They want to use it. Each and every citizen of the United States now vote against all incumbents, Democrats and socialists. Because remember up here, he just said, I now charge you here, manifestation of myself, I now charge you here and now to make manifest the answer. Each and every citizen of the United States now vote against all incumbents. How about now? Very simple. And then is the release factor. Manifestation of myself, go where I've sent you and immediately accomplish what I have commanded of you. And then kick it in on my orders, spin your body of light, because we have, which is standard, blue sword, stand down. You, if you have a blue sword in your organization, someone, a spare, you can put them on station just like you could before. If not, everybody get a blue sword and stand it up beside you where you can reach it. Okay, are there any questions now? It's pretty short and sweet thing by comparison.
Yeah. I have a question. It's not really about the invocation itself, but it's a little, maybe I'm not clear about the understanding here. Are you talking about each team working separately and apart from the rest of us, or
yeah,
the group and taking turns?
No. Apart and separate when you have time. Like Ross and Eric did when they unwound Hurricane Earl. They did that on their own. I don't, as a matter of fact, I don't know whether they ever talked to each other and did it together, or whether they were just part of the team and knew what each other had to do and just did it.
Well, we have Rosie as a member.
Yeah, Rose, did you and Eric talk about what you were doing or going to do to...
That was so cool.
Huh?
Except for that night when we took our assignment.
We did it all together in a group. I read that night, and then
just every time I got a chance at work or at home, or every time I thought about it, I did the unwinding.
Well, that's about what you can do with this. But if you had one segment to handle, that's all you would have to handle. And this would be an invocation you could use when you have time to do it for yourself. And then you stay on. Once you got the manifestation,
station's all up and it's working and you got it loaded, you can go back and recharge it again. Hey, don't forget that though. Let's get back on him. You know, you can always keep piling it up a little bit. It's a little bit like a coal furnace. You can never get enough coal into them because you can never get enough ash out of them.
Now, are we supposed to just stick to these invocations, or we can put in personal invocations, or...
Yeah, you can take any one and expand it. Let's say that you're a good example, because you can handle air very well. If you wanted to take the element of air in your invocation, when you're doing it, and you expand it, it would be a good idea to make sure that the teammate has the same thing, if you follow me. Just email it to them, whoever that would be. But you could expand air where right here is three lines. And you know, we've had some that are full paragraphs, look like half a page sometimes. You could expand that so that it works the best for you once you've got this part down. And then read the other three just as they are, without any problem at all, and put your main invocation together, and then just keep working that part as a team, and be doing it by yourself. You don't have to be in direct contact with your other teammates then. And let's say that you took one, and you took the first sentence down there in the invocation, that each and every citizen of the United States now in open fury against all levels of government. So believe me, you can write a book about things to be pissed off at the government for. You could take those two, expand the air that you're so damn good at using, and then expand that one point, open fury against all levels of the government. And you can leave the other three lines off what the other citizens are going to do, or you could throw them in at the end and just run through the whole thing. But each team then can pretty well expand their own invocation and then do it individually. I don't want you, as Team 1, working on open fury against all levels of government, and somebody else in Team 1 trying to revolt against the incumbents. I explained that one time when Jean Marie pulled a boo-boo that way. We were putting a hammer in Hillary Clinton's ass, and I had just got through explaining it. We went through it a couple of times, and everything was perfect. Now we're going to hit Clinton's ass. We got through it. She tells us she's done something else. I don't know what the hell it was. Of course, blew it all to hell. I just let it go. And Hillary Clinton walked through that son of a bitch's pristine as if she'd have been through a car wash. Screwed the whole goddamn thing up. Because the energy was diverted. That you can't do. Somebody's on your team doing this. God damn it, do that. Don't get pussy here and dilly yonder. Those are the problems, not the solutions. Any questions?
Yeah, I do. Kind of extension on Rosie's question. She said, she asked you, can we put personal invocations in here as well?
Yes, you can. But those are separate.
Right.
This is the team thing for the election.
Right.
I would hope everybody would concentrate on this goddamn election until we get through it.
Okay.
Can you do that? Yes. After the election, you can take this thing with the lesson that I'm going to give you Sunday, and you can pound the living piss out of things. You can take on an effluent by yourself and beat him. You can beat the hell out of him. And you can beat up a demon with it. But in the meantime, stay the course to what we've got happening right now.
Okay.
And I know that's easier said than done. There are some things in our life that we just can't put on hold. It's got to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, if you're going to do this invocation for a personal thing, let me show you how. It's pretty simple.
You can take it as it is until you get down to under the south to bottom, all blessings of the Most High be upon all true and righteous occurrence. You can take those next four sentences out and put in your individual situation, whatever it is.
Okay.
And it's that easy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. It's that easy to do. And in some cases, if you've got the time and you're doing your job assignment for a prime objective, I don't give a damn if you take the same thing, make you another ball. The problem is always make yourself another ball if you've got a different project. That doesn't hurt things. It's when you do everything in the same ball, and that won't work.
No,
it'll just blow it all to hell.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
But on one hand, no, you can't do that. Not with the one belly ball that we've got made here. But you can do that with a separate belly ball on your own. Yes, you can.
Right.
And you'll be a hell. And even though this thing is... should be given to you after Sunday's lesson, going through it and getting a good rehearsal on it, getting a good feel of it. Because this thing has a virtue of its own. As we go through it for a couple of minutes, I'll show you.
Okay, we do Sunday's lesson at 4 o'clock instead of, 4 o'clock my time instead of 10 o'clock, because I'll be working Sunday.
I don't see why not. If I have to do a 4 and an 8, we will. Not a problem.
Murphy, are you saying 4 p.m. Eastern time?
Yeah.
Well, you said
it would be 2 o'clock New Mexico time.
Oh, 2 here, yeah.
Right.
But that's not a problem. We can do that. Yes.
Okay.
And we'll record both of them and get them up online if our equipment don't blow up in the meantime.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Now, let's go through this thing one shot, just as it is. We don't change a damn thing on it. We just go. We need to make sure that everybody gets a feel of it. As much as I would like for us to have a an understanding of all of these things, you can't just do that by reading it. You've got to do the puppy. And we're set. We can take the four sentences we've got. The bottom, those will work. And start the energy running line. And let's see, who have I got that's got a good voice tonight? Kitty, for the hell of it, I know this is an overwork, but what do you say? You take this puppy from the opening and just go through it. Don't hand it off to anybody. Just do it.
Okay.
Then everybody just... As she says it, if you're not on mute, or you can say it openly, just run it in your mind behind her. Just take it all from top to bottom. And we should know by now that you are going to make a body of light. And then we should also know that when we get there, we're going to charge it. And once it's charged, we should all have enough sense to know that we're going to come back down. So we shouldn't have to read all of that. We should have just read the invocation part. Blue swords, man your stations when you see it in the script. We all know to link hands, and we all know to put up a spirit manifestation at the same time. And a pause in between that hate board, and by the name of the powers and holy authorities of my own I am conscious, I say your name, your Aquarium station, we should be able just to do that. I mean, if we're going to stay in kindergarten for the rest of our goddamn lives, then don't do it. But if we're going to be about the business of being Aquariums, now's as good a time as any to start. I will ship in the mute, take the outer perimeter, and you may fire when ready, Brigadier Malone.
Okay. One question just for clarity. We're not breaking up into teams this time. It's everybody on everything.
Right. Everybody okay. Doing this thing. And get a feel of what the hell you're doing. If you have to feel hate for when you're going into the planes, and God damn it, feel this invocation as you go through it. You're going to need it. It's called virtue. Simple as that. You may fire when ready.
Yeshana Delia. Assume they all among that. That's the plane. Hathor. Astaroth. Astaroth. Idea. Akarma. Hassana. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Back down. Hassana. Akarma. Idea. Astaroth. Astaroth. Hathor. By the righteous power and holy authority of my own I Am conscience, I am Catherine Ann Malone, a true and righteous daughter of Aquaria. Release the belly balls. By order of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Allah Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, I command you, Akasha, make room for all I shall command. Manifestation of myself, I command you. You are now a manifestation of truth. A manifestation of testimony, a manifestation of righteousness, a manifestation of judgment, a manifestation of justice, and a manifestation of vengeance. Archangels, great elements, winds and angels, you shall deny me not. I summon Archangel Raphael. The east wind Apollotes, the service wind Hera, holy Bahaliel and holy Saramotes, I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you to cause all your powers of air to make life and motion for all I shall command. I summon Archangel Michael, the south wind Note, the service wind Lyte, holy Nephriel and holy Yanguel. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you to cause all your powers of fire to make cognizance and expansion for all I shall command. I summon Archangel Gabriel, the west wind Zephyros, the servant wind Skyron, holy Amiel and holy Ahiel. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself, and I command you to cause all of your powers of water to make direction and control for all I shall command. I summon Archangel Uriel, the north wind Boreas, the servant wind Titius, holy Beli and holy Forlock. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself, and I command you to cause all of your powers of earth to make manifest and permanent. Pascal command. I summon Archangel Remio, ruler of all the binding in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you, Archangel Raphael, to here and now bind all in the heavens, in the earth, and the depths that shall in any manner resist, obfuscate, or delay my command of this manifestation of myself. Archangel Raphael, ruler of the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth, I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you, Archangel Raphael, to loosen all in the heavens, in the earth, and the depths that shall in any manner assist, invent, and accomplish my command of this manifestation of myself. I summon Archangel Raphael, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the ark of the covenant of the Most High. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself. And I command you, Archangel Raphael, to protect and defend all true and righteous Assyrians, and to hear and now report all these actions directly to the great seraphim of the Holy Presence. I summon Holy Ben-Nez, guard of the main gates of the east wind, Pruel, main gates of the west wind, Truiel, main gates of the south wind, Albion, and main gates of the north wind, Cornuca. I command you to now enter into this manifestation of myself, and I command you to open all the gates of all the winds, that this manifestation of myself is fully empowered, that even the gates of hell cannot stand against it. Hear me, O Israel, hear me, O world, and all the inhabitants thereof. Manifestation of myself, I now charge you to here and now make manifest in earth all blessings of the Most High be upon all true and righteous Assyrians. Each and every citizen of the United States now is open fury against all levels of government. Each and every citizen of the United States shall now violently resist any and all voter fraud. Each and every citizen of the United States now in open revolt against all incumbents, Democrats and socialists. Each and every citizen of the United States now vote against all incumbents, Democrats and socialist. Manifestation of myself, go where I have sent you and immediately accomplish what I have commanded of you. By order of the Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Haku, Elijah Azur High, he that is called by the name of the Most High. Aterius, release your manifestation on my count. 3, 2, 1, break. New body of light, up and down the plane, parting with the element too. Hathor, Hathorah, Hathorah, Idea, Hakarba, Hastana, Akaja, Here, Fire. water, earth, a sun, a karma, idea, etcetera, etcetera, pastor. Born, Kendalanda, is now in Bussat, as it is spoken, so let it be done. Break. Good sword, stand down.
Wow. Damn, that is wonderful.
About a flower power, huh?
Oh, shit, yeah. I like that. It's like, you know, it's like we're sending ourselves out there to put everybody on notice. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Put everybody on notice that if they fuck up, we're there and we're going to fuck them up. So they need to stay the course.
I like the addition to the Remiel.
I like that.
Up there at the back end of the Remiel, where he's binding everybody that would wish to resist, delay, all that stuff. That's
oh,
the
yeah.
line to me. I've never said that before. This first time I've spotted it.
Oh, no, but I like that, because when it's a lot different, and I do believe this is more powerful
yeah.
than any other invocation that we've done.
And the equivalent is Roger L. line, too, where he's loosening everything that will assist and enhance. I've never seen that line either one before.
Well,
that's what he does, but we have to bring everybody up to running speed. Yeah, well, that's a...
What do you mean, everybody up to running
speed? I've never seen that line before. That's why I'm up to running speed on this one.
Wait, hold on then. What do you mean, Bobby?
That some people go through air, fire, water, and earth, and they think air is the wind blowing. Fires a cigarette or a cigarette lighter, you know, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And you just got to get everybody adapted to it. That's why we study those individual realms. But in all my brilliance, wide travels, vast experience, and overwhelming good guy, I left out one hell of a line, and I just put it in for future use. Each and every citizen of the United States now disbelieve and distrust all media.
Yeah. Okay, would you repeat that again, please?
Each and every citizen of the United States now disbelieve and distrust all media. That's right, number five, I guess. Now, I put it in right after all blessings of the Most High. Be upon all true and righteous appearance.
Yeah, there's four of them there. This would be the fifth one if we just added to the list.
Yeah. But it'll go in permanently.
Okay.
We want to
okay.
keep that one in permanently.
Okay.
Somebody
go. All right. I think they beat out.
Well, I hope not. Any questions?
No, but that is wonderful.
Yep, that one went down like hello. Hello.
I can't cut out Mr. Coco.
Oh, no problem, sweetheart. I lost the last line of Remiel, Raguel, and Zerachiel. All three of those are new territory to me. Yep, reporting actually straight to the Great Seraphim. Never seen that line before either.
Well, we have to get our people up to where they can handle them. That's why I didn't do this on day one. If I'd have handed you this thing on day one, you wouldn't have a clue about any of it. Let alone what across the air, fire, water, and earth are, it's a running curve.
Bobby,
I think they're up and running. Any more questions?
I have a question. Are there any colors associated with air, fire, water, earth?
Yes, there are.
And what are they?
All right. Air is represented by a big yellow dot, almost like a smiley face with nothing in it.
Okay.
Big yellow ball, if you must.
Okay.
Which in two dimensions, that means it's a dot.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is represented by a red triangle. Flat base, peak at the top like a pyramid.
Okay.
Water is represented by a crescent moon. A white moon on a black background and never the other way around. Earth is represented by a purple, rainbow-colored purple square.
Okay.
The Akasha symbols is an overlap monster. That actually is a detriment to it. Because it's like two interlocking rings, like you see the Olympic rings where they interlock.
Yes,
the Akasha only has two. And then that curvature where they overlap, there's a design pattern in it. Ophiel drew the best one, but it's a detriment. I don't use it at all.
Okay. Okay. That's perfect. Body, when we go up to the persona,
mm-hmm.
and we're charging our bodies of light, if we think of these symbols and what they mean, then we're still getting the air, fire, water, and earth, and Akasha.
Yeah, and for some people, it'll give you a little more. That's the development stage when you get there to do it. Someone else came in? Someone else wanted an answer?
Yes, I do. Because I have instructed a lot of people already on the color associated with air is blue and orange. Because that's the colors that Ophiel uses. And then we have the yellow. The yellow is, in the Ophiel scheme of things, it's earth. Purple and yellow are earth. So where is the correction on that?
Bobby just gave you the correction.
So I want to know where yellow comes from.
When you,
And why it's not blue and orange. Because I know that I've instructed a lot of
them. He drew the thing so you would see it in the etheric image. He put his up so that when you looked at it and then looked up, you would see it in its true color etheric image. That's, if you look at blue, you get a yellow spot.
Okay, well then is that going to be the same going down too for red and green?
Yeah.
So either way, with red, you kind of do see green.
Yeah. But that's the color that is the energy you're talking about. Okay, anything else?
Bobby, when you say that's the colors you gave me are the exact correct ones that we use, correct?
That you would be seeing in the plane, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, so when you see it in the planes, it's going to be yellow, red,
black and white,
and then purple. And then the physical colors are blue and orange, right? Because those are the things when you can see them.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head what all you had in it, but he drew his so you could see it. And for neophytes, mind you,
okay.
For beginners, so that they can see this stuff in basic colors.
In the physical realm.
Right, okay. You'll notice that he's
actually,
also...
Can I say something? Actually, if you want to see what the color is, you stare at that blue. And then when you take your eyes off of it and look on a white background, you'll see the color of it in the planes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that blue turns to is yellow. It's the opposite.
Right.
Okay, if you look at red here, and then you look on a piece of white paper, you'll see green. And it's conversely so. If you look at green, and then look on a
a piece of wall or something, you'll see red, which is the opposite color. So if you want to find out what the color in the planes are, just look at the color here and then stare at it till that little white light comes around it, and then look on a white background and you'll see the color in the plane.
Yeah.
But I do believe we could still go with what Bobby had just said. Air is yellow, fire is red, water is white on black, and earth is purple. And if we go by those colors and visualize those colors as we are charging the body of light, then we're right on. Instead of making all these exceptions of what Ophiel or anybody else says, we go by what Bobby just said, visualize those colors as we're charging the body of light, we're right on, and we got it.
Okay, now another thing about Ophiel, because some of them will be over in our book, and they're the best metaphysical books ever written. Ophiel used the servant wind, the Eurus, as the east wind. He did not give the people Apollotes. If you look at his, what he calls the Kabbalistic cross, he uses the Eurus as the east wind, but it's actually the servant wind. That was to give people a little bit of power rather than letting them run into a brick wall and him have to answer for it because it was a published product. But that was out of the study. Any other questions? Okay. We're just after 9. That was a good session, children. Very good. Kitty, that was a hell of a job going down through that thing.
Thank you.
I didn't have any problem following you. The energy was right there. Nope, you didn't lose anybody.
And hey, right on, Kitty.
Well, we got a mixed review from the therapist.
How you doing?
Well, usually they're in 100% agreement, because every time we recharge the body of light, I look over where they're at, and they grade us. We get a grade.
Mm-hmm.
And the best that I've ever seen them do is class of 10, which is about the fourth grade down. We were one up from that. They were standing. And I got a very, very light applause out of 2 or 3 of them. Just barely patting their hands, like politely at the opera. And the best you can get is a salute. If the therapist salute you, then you did the best that they can be done. The next one down, they salute you, is the best. They're standing at attention. And then that little light applause, or just a standing, and then you get a clap for the fourth one down, you know, clap and cheers, and then pass that at the home room, or totally being ignored.
Well, I do believe since this was the first time we were doing it, and some of us were inquiry on different items of this invocation, that's probably the reason why. We weren't as tight as we normally are, but we did pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the best leg we've gotten yet.
Mm-hmm.
It topped the clap and cheers we've had before. We didn't get attention, but we got them standing with a very light applause, 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah.
And that is a great up from anything we've ever gotten. So for a first run, I'm all right. I'm looking for that damn salute.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I really am. So one of these days, you know, maybe this one, once we get everybody in and start clicking like a team.
Yes. Yeah. I do believe the other night when we did it, when I felt the angel, it was one of the most powerful ones we did. That's the one that you led. That was great. That was absolutely great.
Well,
we had gone through that invocation a couple of times.
We only got a four.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the best. But it, you know, it was better than a whole hum.
Yes. Yes.
Well, in a few minutes, check your emails, and we'll send you out a final on it, with all the corrections. The numbers are marked. We haven't set beams yet. I don't know why I haven't gotten around to that. Sometimes wonder if I ever get around to everything I'm supposed to do. At any rate, it was a very good session, children. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're in location, Bobby. It's a notch up, and thanks for your day to put it together.
Yes,
maybe it'll I'm looking for some pretty badass results out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one by itself does will really rake ass. And once we get the team set, and you're doing on part this, part that, part of it, and we cut and paste those differences that you have into these segments and the expansions that you put on it and run it as a group, it's going to knock the living hell out of things.
Well, this begs me to bring up something that Diane mentioned a couple months ago as a request for a lesson on a Sunday. And this might be the perfect time to start thinking towards that request. I'm going to reiterate it and start nagging about it. The seraphim and the archangels, especially the archangels. Let's, you know, have a lesson and get to know them, you know, like coaches and teams.
Well, we need to do that, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Diane asked for it a couple months ago, and I'm going to start nagging, because it's time. We're using them, or they're using us. I don't know which way it goes, but we should get better acquainted.
Yep, we need a hell of a lot more fire in that order than we've had, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I'll put it on the list, if you will. I'm going to remind you every day. I'm going to start nagging every day.
There you go, Bobby. Nag, nag, nag.
Yeah, you might know I'd have one of
those. No, I get my way when I nag enough. Diane, take a lesson. The nagger gets the quickest response.
So,
I'm stealing your idea, and I'm just starting nagging about it.
Well, that's all I got. Thank you again. Good one.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night, Bobby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Does she call? I was him when the phone went off.
Thank you.